The future of Skagway's port has been in limbo for about a year and a half. Borough officials' frustration over the situation rose to the surface at an assembly meeting Thursday. The assembly talked about the two most pressing waterfront issues, contamination cleanup and cruise ships. For years, people in Skagway have been saying it. We need to build bigger docks to accommodate bigger cruise ships. Now, a cruise line organization is saying it too.
The word encourage to me was a nice way of saying get it done.
That's Assemblyman Spencer Morgan talking about a letter from the Cruise Lines International Association, also called CLIA. CLIA's Northwest and Canada president, Greg Wirtz, wrote that Skagway's existing dock facilities will not be able to accommodate some ships that are planning port calls in 2019. Wirtz urges the borough and its leaseholder at the port, White Pass and Yukon Route Railroad, to work together and immediately take the necessary steps to renovate the ore dock. Wirtz specifies the ore dock based on options from port consultant Moffitt & Nickel. The options include renovating the railroad dock or the ore dock. Again, here's Morgan.
We've got to sit down with White Pass, discuss what needs to be done down there. If they come back with, we need a lease, we'll know what they're feelings are towards it.
That's what happened several years ago when the borough was working toward a port improvement plan called the Gateway Project. They needed access to areas of the waterfront White Pass leases until 2023. In return for access, White Pass wanted a 35-year lease extension, but the contract was thrown out in a public vote. Moving on has been a challenge for the borough. All port renovations and cleanup of long-standing contamination has stalled. That contamination in the ore basin was also a topic of discussion at this meeting.
You know, it's still just as complicated as it's ever been.
Tim Borsey is the Port Commission chair. He spoke on two resolutions before the assembly. One formalizes the municipality's support to clean up the ore contamination. It also says White Pass is responsible for the pollution, not the municipality. The other resolution offers a sort of olive branch, supporting collaboration and saying the municipality would contribute financially to remediation. But the assembly did not agree on that second, more cooperative resolution. Assemblyman Orion Hansen supported it.
You know, it's not just that we're going to drop the hammer in 2023. We want to make progress now. In the second resolution, I think it says that this isn't just an iron fist we're waving over your head, that at the end of this, if White Pass doesn't come forward, we're going to, come after you. We're also saying we really want a partnership and work together to make this happen.
But Assemblymember Steve Burnham Jr. said adopting one resolution saying the municipality didn't cause the contamination and another offering to help pay to clean it up doesn't make sense. He said, yes, the borough does have grant funds that could go toward dredging, but it would be jumping the gun to commit that money before a plan is in place. The municipality hopes to have a plan this summer with the help of Moffitt & Nickel.
Before we commit to putting funds towards a remediation, we let Moffitt & Nickel finish their study and make a recommendation so that we have something to talk about.
Hansen responded, saying it's a good gesture that can't hurt.
We're in real jeopardy of losing the economy that we have, or at least losing market share to it. And that's where I'm coming from. Do we make a deal, or do we just stand there, and play chicken forever?
The motion offering collaboration and financial support failed 3-2. Steve Burnham and Jay Burnham voted against it. A motion needs 4 affirmative votes to pass. The other resolution, which formalizes the municipality's stance on contamination cleanup, did pass unanimously. The assembly amended it to encourage remediation no later than June 2018. Although Mayor Mark Schaefer said that kind of fast progress would be a miracle. In Haines, I'm Emily Files.